the Arabs and Israel. In December of the year, Christian Barnard performed the first heart transplant operation, and the Christmas number one was by the Beatles. If you think you know, you give us a call right now on Tenbury Wells 811-306. Be looking for your call. See if we can get somebody to win on Guest of the Year, and an elevator game coming up very, very soon. Keep coming up with Phone a Favourite. We're picking out all the top 40 records and playing them as you want them. But here's something that's a massive hit at the moment. It's number two on the charts. The group are Kool & the Gang with the lead voice of Robert Bell, and this is dedicated to Joanna. What a nice tune this is, from the new album In the Heart. So we're looking for events included: the war between Arabs and Israel, and Christian Barnard performed the first heart transplant. Under the voice of Robert Bell there, along with Kool & the Gang. Could I mention a couple of quick things, actually? Don't forget, coming up this afternoon at 2:30, Mr. James Harding, a man who in his spare time is the comedy writer for Paul Weller. He's Mr. T's hairstylist, and he's also been the slimming advisor to Cyril Smith. Coming up very soon, we've got the brand new one by Kajagoogoo that will be going out to Sarah. But could I just mention something quickly as well? The lady who rang me earlier talking about phantom phone calls and wanted me to make a call. I've tried that number solidly, my dear, and it just rings out. You know exactly what I mean if you're listening. Right, okay, now we're very pleased, actually. Vicky's up on the line about Guess the Year. The events included the six-day war between Arabs and Israel. December of the year, Christian Barnard performed the first heart transplant operation. The Christmas number. Number one was by the Beatles, and the other clue I was going to do was Sandy Shaw won Eurovision. But Vicky, you got the answer.
It's not Vicky, it's Nicky.
Nikki, I'm awfully sorry. Change V's to read N's. Is that for Nicola?
Yeah.
Right, Nikki, okay. Okay, and you got the answer?
1967.
Yeah, great. Okay, what are you doing with yourself today?
Not a lot.
Not a lot, right. What are you going to do tonight? Anything more interesting?
No, I'm not doing anything tonight.
Really? I see. And what's your favourite hobby?
Horse riding.
Horse riding. Fine. Have you got your own horse?
No, not yet.
No, but you rent one?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. And what's the name of the horse that you ride most often?
Brandy.
Brandy. Uh-huh. How many hands?
I don't know.
Pardon? You ride horses. You're supposed to know about these things. I mean, there's a dumb cluck of a DJ working here, and I'm talking on all these subjects, like hands of horses and all this kind of thing. Anyway, do you want to say hello to anybody?
Dad,
yeah.
Paul, Andrew, Tony, and everyone else who knows me.
Super. Okay. And
Michael.
And Michael. Well, don't forget Michael.
No, I won't.
And what's he to you?
He's my little brother.
He's your little brother. And how old is your little brother?
2.5.
Very good. Is he a tearaway?
No.
He's a nice lad, hey?
Yeah.
Very good. And what's your mum's name?
Chris.
Chris. Wonderful. Okay. Well, thanks very much for calling. We'll send a prize off to you. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Very good. That was Nikki. Got the thing there from Worsley. Good, very good. Okay, we're going to keep the things going. Got a record coming up now, especially for the lovely Sarah Lewis. And the message comes from Jonathan, and he wanted Nick Beggs and Kajagoogoo for you. The phones just keep on buzzing. I'll tell you what we'll do as well. We'll have another little game coming after we've heard from Kajagoogoo. It will be another round of the sensational elevator game. So if you've got your pop music head on, be listening up for the starter question that will be coming after 3 minutes and 28 seconds of Kajagoogoo for Sarah Lewis. Since 10 o'clock, we haven't heard that many jokes while Kajagoogoo are playing around in the lion's mouth, but we've got Daryl on the line who's going to give us another Irish joke on St. Patrick's Day. Right, you ready there, Daryl?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead with the gag.
What's it called, Irish with no legs and no arms?
No legs and no arms. Yeah, go on.
Bob.
Thank you. Yes, wonderful. Okay, thanks for calling. Want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, my mum and dad. dad.
Yep.
My sister.
Yep.
And everybody else with Henry.
Very good. Okay, it was Daryl on the line. Okay. Thank you, Daryl.
Bye.
Bye. In the charts this week, that is Kajagoogoo, Nick Beggs and all the people there with the Lion's Mouth, complete with all the orchestral arrangements. Okay, we're getting into more of the games, more of the fun, more of the jokes, and don't forget, phone a favourite, still on between now and 2:30, and don't forget, during the afternoon, the boys will keep you in touch with all the sport that's going on, including the boat race, the two rugby internationals, Scotland playing France for the Grand Slam. Also a Grand Slam was to do with wrestling, but the Grand Slam of the rugby international being played at Murrayfield, and then England taking on the Red of Wales down at Twickenham today. So that's the two rugby internationals. The sport, as it happens, instantly will be reported here on Sunshine 299. Right, we've got another quiz going on just in front of the brand new single by UB40, which is called Cherry O Baby, the old Eric Donaldson reggae number, and that's going to be another big hit from taken from the album Labour of Love. But I'll tell you, we're back on an elevator game here, and we're looking for people to come through on the line. Don't forget the rules. Got to answer all 10 questions to be a winner. If you fail, you go down into the bargain basement. But what we got for you, the starter question on this round of the elevator game, the starter question is, who were the act to have a hit with Young, Gifted and Black? So if you think you know who had a hit with Young, Gifted and Black, that is the starter question. Give us a call right now on Tenbury Wells 811-306. We'll be waiting for your calls on the elevator game.
Cheerio, cheerio, baby.
UB40 and Cheerio Baby, fourth track to be taken from the album. Okay, we've got Sue on the line on the elevator game. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Very good. Okay, you know the rules. What I'm going to do, you have the starter question, then I'll continue to ask you questions on a variety of different subjects, including some number ones and guess the years and various things, but you've got to go all the way through, and it's the person who's on the elevator at the 10th floor is the winner.
Okay.
All right? Okay, so we get off with a starter question. Who were the act to have a hit with Young, Gifted and Black? Right, that gives you a starter. Right, question number one, on the floor, the first floor of the elevator, who had a hit with Young Hearts Run Free?
No.
Pardon?
Can't think.
Can't think. Okay, do you want to say hello to anybody?
Yes, Matt and all the crew and everybody that's work.
Super. Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. Keep
Bye.
Listening to the sunshine. Right. Okay, that was Sue on the line there, but we're still looking for somebody to start then. That was the starter question that they got through, but we're now looking for callers on Tenbury Wells 811-306. First one through on the line who can tell me who had a hit with Young Hearts Run Free. Now, this could be somebody, so we might as well take them straight away. Hello? Oh, no, no. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who are you?
Who are you? Philip Swain.
Hello, Philip. My goodness, what you got going on in the background there?
Darling.
Hello, what you got?
Someone got the radio on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Could you get him to turn it down? Thank you. Right, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Right, okay. Tell him to turn that radio down, can you? Right.
Okay.
Question number one on the... Are you going through for the elevator?
Yes.
Right, okay. Who had a hit with Young Hearts Run Free?
Pardon?
Do you know who had a hit? Watch my lips move. Had a hit with Young Hearts Run Free.
Bucks Fizz.
I'm afraid not. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Yes, I'd like to say hello to all the boys at Nash Court.
All the boys at Nash Court.
And Peter Crickenden.
And Peter Crickenden.
And Lots McDonough.
Lovely. You sound
and
a long way...
Knows me.
Right, you sound a long way from home. Are you a Londoner?
Yes, I'm a Londoner.
Very good. Okay, from what part?
Could you put a record on?
Yeah, I will do in a moment, yeah. But, okay. Right, okay. Thanks very much for calling, anyway.
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, the line was terrible there. Right, okay. I'll tell you what, we're looking for callers still on Tenbury Wells, 811-306. 811-306, if you think you can tell me who had a hit with Young Hearts Run Free. See if we've got a better line here. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's calling?
It's Dave from Leinster.
Hello, Dave from Leinster. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Sound like you're in an echo chamber. Where are you?
What do you mean, where am I?
Yes, I mean, are you in a house?
No.
No, you're at work somewhere. Yes, you're working. You're in a garage or something.
That's right.
Yeah, wonderful. Right, Dave from Leinster. Right, do you want to have a go at this elevator game?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Who had a hit with Young Hearts Run Free?
Candy Staffan.
Fine. Okay, who is the main... So you're on floor number two now. Who is the main man in the Style Council?
Paul Weller.
Correct. Question number three, put you on the third floor of the elevator. Number ones. Who had a number one with Seasons in the Sun?
Harry Jack.
Correct. Floor number four, number ones. Who had a number one hit with Michelle? Nice feedback there.
Michelle.
Yep. Right. Okay, do you want to say hello to anybody? Any of the folks down there?
Just anybody that knows me.
Super. Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Super. Okay, we're looking for somebody to pick the elevator up at floor number four. Floor number four. Give us a call right now on Tenbury Wells 811-306 if you can tell me who had a number one hit with Michelle. Okay, Michelle we're looking for. Somebody who can tell us who had a hit with Michelle. I think what we'll do, we'll take the calls as they come through. Hello.
Hello, was it the Beatles?
Who are you?
Larry,
I'm sorry it wasn't the Beatles.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, Larry. Right, next one, please. We're still looking for the callers. Tenbury Wells, 811-306. 811-306, the calls keep coming. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
Jonathan.
Right, you having a go at this elevator?
Yeah.
Right, who had a number one hit with Michelle?
Beautiful Anders.
Correct. You're reading your book again.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Don't keep referring to the book all the time. I'll tell you, name the year the Doolies were in the charts with Chosen Few. I want to know the year that the Doolies were in the charts with a Chosen Few.
79,
all right. I'll give you 5 seconds to answer the next one. Name the year on floor number six that Kiki D was in the charts with I've Got the Music in Me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Got to have an answer. Okay, anyway, thanks very much for calling. Okay, that's fine, right. We're looking for somebody to pick the ball up now, the elevator. Name the year that Kiki D was in the charts with I've Got the Music in Me. If you think you know, you give us a call right now on Tenbury Wells 811-306. Looking for somebody to call us on Tenbury Wells 811-306 who can tell us when Kiki D was in the charts with I've Got the Music in Me. We'll see if somebody else is there. Hello? Hello? No, they're not thinking about calling us today. Right, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take the callers now. Tenbury Wells 811-306. Give us a call right now. If you can tell us when Kiki D was in the charts with I've Got the Music in Me, you pick the elevator up at floor number 6. That gives you just questions 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10 to answer to get through to the top floor and win the prize. But in the meantime, here is a record that I think's got every chance of being number 1. It's taken from the album Into the Gap. It is Joe and Alana and Tom. They are the Thompson Twins. And this is their brand new single. It's going to be out in a week's time. It's called You Take Me Up. It's got every chance of being a number one. Remember, you heard it first right here on Sunshine Radio.
I work on the front line. I work to survive. And I sleep in a fever. So this is my life. Cry in my sleep.
Cry boy, cry boy.
Just makes me weep when I try. How I try. Know what it means to work hard on machines. It's a labor of love. So please don't ask me why. I'm looking for
after your crops the right way. Insist on the right chemical for the right crop at the right time. The experts in crop management are AR Chemicals in Tenbury Wells. AR Chemicals supply agrochemicals, lime and fertilizers, and offer aerial and land spraying services in addition to a slug pellet spreading service. Telephone John Rawlings at AR Chemicals on Tenbury 811-185 or call us Green Hill Springs, Kirwood Road, Tenbury Wells, just opposite Palmer's Meadow. That's AR Chemicals. You can telephone them 7 days a week on Tenbury Wells 811-185. AR Chemicals, the professional.
Want your septic tank siphoned, slurry shifted, or your muck spread? Are you fed up with a festering cesspit, which only gets worse in the summer heat with myriad flies spreading diseases? Do you hate getting dung all over your boots when you have to sort out your slurry pit? Well, look no further than MS and EM Patrick of Marlbrook Farm, Leinster. They'll do all those smelly jobs you hate, but only charge low rates. And they don't leave you in manky, mucky overalls to get clean, neither. They also repair domestic and farm septic tanks within 24 hours, even if they're caked with aging guano and really foul. So if your soak away won't soak away, or your drains don't drain, just ring MS and EM Patrick on Leinster 3371, 24 hours a day. MS and EM Patrick, Marlbrook Farm, Leinster. Telephone 3371, MS and EM. Muck spreaders and effluent movers for farms or households. Nothing too smelly or rancid. For the best attention that your money can buy, let Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre replace your time-expired grass-cutting machinery with a new Honda, Mountfield or Westwood. Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre will demonstrate the machine of your choice on the acres of grass here at Burford and guarantee you don't buy a pig in a poke. For keen prices, the Westwood offer of free accessories and to try before you buy, come along to Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre at Burford and they'll let you mow their grass before you mow yours. Don't forget, they'll also service your existing garden machinery and also stock McCulloch chainsaws. You know where they are, at Treasures of Tembury in Burford, or ring them on Ludlow 810816. That's Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre for all your garden machinery needs.
Peter M. Poole & Co. are your local insurance specialists. They offer expert advice on all kinds of insurance, together with a warm, friendly, personal service for you and your family. Ring them any weekday between 9:15 and 5 o'clock, or Saturday from 9:15 to 12 noon for your free quotation. Or call in and have a chat with Peter Poole or Stuart Parsonage at 8 Dale Street, Craven Arms. Don't forget, for all your insurance needs, contact Peter M. Poole & Co., 8 Dale Street, Craven Arms. Telephone Craven Arms, 3727.
Sunshine Radio.
Right, I tell you what you do, we've got the John Uphall piece coming up very, very soon, as well as the latest hit by Rockwell, but what I want to try and do is get the final part of the elevator game. We've got Martin on the line, he's picking the elevator up at question and floor number 6 at the moment. The year, Martin, that Kiki D were in the charts with I've Got the Music in Me?
74
is correct. Okay, number 7, floor number 7. Name me the 3 members of the Walker Brothers.
Scott Walker.
Yep.
John.
Yep.
Was it Dennis?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Anyway, thanks very much for trying.
Right.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, Martin was on the line there. We're looking for somebody to pick it up at floor number 7. I want the names of the 3 Walker Brothers. Give me the names of the 3 Walker Brothers if you can. Give us a call right now on Tenbury Wells 811 306. We'll take it either side of the John Uphold piece, but certainly I want the 3 Walker Brothers. So give me that as soon as you can. Maybe somebody on here now. Let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who are you?
Terry Baker.
Hello. Are you trying to answer this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Who are the 3 Walker Brothers?
Chris.
Who?
Chris.
Yes.
John.
Yeah.
David.
No. Afraid not. Thanks very much for trying. Okay, that was a good try there, but we're still looking for the 3 Walker Brothers. So give us a call right now on Tenbury Wells 811-306. Give us a call right now, if you would, please, and we'll see if somebody can win the elevator game. We are looking, as I said, to pick it up at floor number 7. Here's Rockwell coming, and somebody's watching you. then it's the John Huff old piece, and we'll still carry on the elevator game immediately after that. So don't ring us now. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break for about 5 minutes and then we'll come back. I want somebody to ring me when the lines are open with the names of the three Walker brothers to pick up the elevator at floor number 7. Then you've got to get 7, 8, 9 and 10 right, and you will be through on the elevator to the jackpot. I'm looking for the three Walker brothers. When I say the lines are open, then give me a call, please, on Tenbury Wells 811-306. Be grateful for your call then. Here's Rockwell, which is Berry Gordy Jr.'s son.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Tell me, is it just a dream? When I come home at night, I break the door real tight. People call me on the phone I'm trying to avoid. Well, can the people on TV see me? What am I, just paranoid? When I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair, 'cause I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. People say I'm crazy, just a little touch, but maybe showers remind me of psycho too much. That's why I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy. Oh, oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Who's playing tricks on me?
You have been humming this week, whether or not you have backed a winner at Cheltenham, toasted Nigel Lawson in wine, or thanked your stars that you don't milk cows. The Irish have had their triumphs at the National Hunt Festival this week, although I am pleased to say that their jockeys have restrained from using their whips on tired horses. They used to give a pretty good impression of a charwoman beating the hell out of a carpet as they rode their mounts up those last few yards on the Cheltenham Hill. Irish dairy farmers will have to show similar enthusiasm if they are to escape the super levies being imposed upon European milk producers. The Irish have asked to be treated as a special case, and this will be discussed at the next European meeting. I hope that they don't get their way, for if restrictions on milk production are to be introduced, they must apply equally across the whole of Europe. Anything short of this will result in a farcical distortion of the market. It is ironic that UK dairy farmers should be penalised for overproduction in the rest of Europe, since we have never been more than self-sufficient in liquid milk and have had relatively small quantities going into manufacturing. Levies on excess milk production will reduce cow numbers further, and hence the number of calves being available for beef enterprises. If the 10 pence per kilo variable premium on beef is removed, however, the loss of such calves will be of no matter, since without the 10 pence, the economics of fattening cattle will become even more dubious. I wonder what odds Ladbrokes would give you on the 10 pence staying. if recent press reports are anything to go by, pretty long ones. I just have a feeling that a small wager might be profitable, since I feel the tenpence will stay, but we will have to wait and see. The budget brought some good and bad points for farming. The removal of stock appreciation relief, the removal of the initial allowance on agricultural buildings and reduction in the writing down allowance of buildings, the gradual removal of machinery and plant allowances will all increase income tax liability. But the increase in retirement relief for capital gains tax to £100,000 will certainly help freeholders wishing to relinquish land. To me, it seems that the small print of the budget may be spelling out the removal of some of the favourable ways in which farming has been treated for income tax purposes in the past. Reduced levels of price support, controls on the levels of production, removal of tax advantages are all factors which the farming community will have to live with over the next few years. The going will turn from being good to firm to being decidedly soft, and you will have to decide whether to battle on or be like Bregorn in the Cheltenham Gold Cup on Thursday. A one-time winner of the blue ribbon of steeplechasing, he has lost his appetite for the sport and threw his head into the air when the going became difficult and he virtually stopped. What will you decide to do? Market prices have shown the following changes this week. Clean cattle have remained firm throughout the week, opening at 98 pence per kilo and closing on Friday at 97.2 pence per kilo. Cull cows have increased throughout the week, opening at 71 pence per kilo and closing at 74 pence per kilo. Sheep have remained at comparable levels to the previous week, opening at 203.4 pence per kilo on Monday and closing at 201.3 pence per kilo on Friday. Pigs have strengthened throughout the week, opening at 85.3 pence per kilo and closing on Friday at 87.2 pence per kilo. On Smithfield on Friday, prices were relatively high, but the quantity of meat being moved was reported as being small. Scots sides of beef fetched 86 pence per pound, English four quarters 62 to 64 pence per pound, with English hindquarters 98 to 102 pence per pound. All the hoggets on offer of whatever weight sold between 90 to 92 pence per pound. Pigs were a firm trade. Carcasses up to 110 pounds sold from 57 to 59 pence per pound. 110 to 120 pound carcasses 56 to 58 pence per pound. And 120 to 140 pound carcasses 55 pence per pound. This is John Arfold for Sunshine Radio with this week's roundup of farming news and market prices.
Just shoes trying to hide.